We did. Yours is here. I checked on yours. Yeah. Yeah. Nice to see you.
See you again.
So I'm going ahead and get the first one up.
So I've got
the first one. Okay. Just page down. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to, hopefully you've had your coffee break, and I'd certainly like to welcome you to this session where we're looking at nutrition and its promotion among vulnerable populations. I'm Noelle Chavez, and I'll be moderating our session today. We have an interesting panel, and I think you'll enjoy it. We'll go through and give the presentations. Many of the presenters have elected to sit in the audience for now so that they can see the presentations better. And then we'll have questions at the end, and they'll all join me on stage. We're going to start off this morning with a presentation by Danuzia Nedelsky. I'm making progress there for the first time out, who is a PhD student in clinical psychology at Loma Linda University and does research in the area of pediatric obesity. And she's going to be presenting today on treatment efficacy for pediatric obesity and ethnic minorities. So thank you very much.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Danusha, and as Dr. Chavez said, the title of this study is Treatment Efficacy for Pediatric Obesity and Ethnic Disparities. I have no personal financial relationships, nor does my research team, to disclose as part of this investigation. As we all know, to begin with, there is high ethnic diversity in the 21st century. As well, the rates of obesity, body image dissatisfaction, and eating disorder symptomatology among the ethnically diverse children and adolescents has begun to rise. However, there has been minimal documentation of the treatment efficacy for children who present with comorbid psychopathology. The purpose of this study here is to identify the behavioral symptoms, including depression, anxiety, and atypicality in the pediatric obese population. And obesity here is defined as having a body mass index above the 85th percentile. It's also important to recognize the need for obese children to focus on a reduction in their body mass index, as well as a reduction in their behavioral symptoms, as well as being able to identify ethnic differences in obesity and the concomitant psychosocial concerns. Additionally, it's important to recognize the importance of evaluating treatment efficacy upon the completion of a program. As we all know, pediatric obesity is a very important public health crisis. According to a recent study of children between the ages of 13 to 16, 31% of African American girls and 30% of African American boys, 29% of Caucasian girls and 29% of Caucasian boys, 27% of Asian girls and 27% of Asian boys, and 31% of Hispanic girls and 32% of Hispanic boys all met the criteria for a body mass index above the 95th percentile. We all know that genetic factors obviously play an important role in the development of obesity, but more importantly now are the environmental factors that are developing to this problem. What has been termed as the toxic environment, this includes leading a sedentary lifestyle, not being physically active, less mobility, the fast food franchises at school, having buffet restaurants, and also powerful food advertising among child advertising and child television programs. There's also health risks that are very well known, including hypertension, orthopedic problems, and the development of type 2 diabetes, as well as psychosocial risks, such as risk for depression, anxiety, low self-esteem, and suicidal thoughts. In our area alone, in Loma Linda University, where we study these factors, we have seen that depression has, in fact, risen in children who are presenting with obesity. And even though they don't endorse symptoms of depression, they are still, in fact, endorsing symptoms of suicidal thoughts and ideation. The ethnic differences in the research show that there is differences for body image satisfaction. And this is a reflection of the cultural differences to what's acceptable as the standard image of what's beautiful. In a recent study, the Hispanic females are reporting higher body image satisfaction at the beginning of treatment than at the end of treatment. But interestingly, the Caucasian females report an average level of satisfaction at the beginning of treatment and greater satisfaction at the end of treatment. but no ethnic differences in the males have been found for treatment efficacy. As of yet, no studies addressing the treatment efficacy for psychopathology for children of ethnic different ethnic groups has been investigated. Thus, the purpose of this study was to assess the treatment efficacy of ethnic obese children who are at risk for potential psychopathology. And the psychosocial symptoms that were investigated were symptoms of depression, anxiety, and atypicality. We had 16 Caucasian participants, 44 Hispanics, and 7 African Americans. Now, this does skew towards the Hispanic population, but in the area which this was studied, this is typical of what is seen in the area. So it cannot be generalized towards the general population, but it is a reflection of what's seen in the area where the study was investigated. This was done at Growing Fit. This is a 12-week community-based pediatric obesity clinic. Here, participants are involved in 3 medical follow-ups, psychological evaluations, exercise, nutrition, support groups for adaptive psychosocial behavior for children and for the parents as well. We had 67 children and adolescents who were about 10 years old, and they were classified as significantly obese. Again, that indicates their body mass index was above the 85th percentile. They were assessed before beginning the program at time 1, which is T1, and after the program at time 2, which is T2. And the measure that was utilized was the behavior assessment for children. This looks at measures of adaptability and potential trends for psychopathology. Now, if they scored between 60 and 65, this is classified as the at-risk range, indicating that they might be at risk for developing symptoms leading to potential psychopathology. And if they scored above 65, then that's considered clinically significant. And here that indicates that the symptoms are severe enough to warrant clinical attention and potential intervention. So you can see here, the depression was measured by symptoms endorsing such as sadness, loneliness, or an overall inability to enjoy life. The pink bar represents the time 1, and then the yellow bar represents time 2. And you can see that the Hispanics, they were approaching an at-risk range, though didn't quite reach it at time 1. And though they all generally reported fewer symptoms at time 2, the African Americans were the ones who reported the most significant drop in behavioral symptoms of depression. Anxiety was measured through symptoms of worry, fear, or nervousness. And though there was no significant difference between the ethnic groups, all participants as a whole did endorse fewer symptoms at time 2. And lastly, atypicality was measured through symptoms indicative of unusual perceptions or odd behaviors, and the Hispanics and the Caucasians respectively scored significantly lower on the atypicality scale at time 2. This obviously is preliminary evidence of the ethnic differences in psychopathology and treatment efficacy. Though it was evident across ethnic symptoms in depression, anxiety, and atypicality. And we could see that there were differences in ethnicities and psychosocial symptoms both at time 1 and time 2. We can see that the symptoms did significantly decrease at time 2 after the participants were active in their exercise, nutrition, and their support groups. And these differences do, in fact, allude to the importance of recognizing these interventions, of recognizing these differences and incorporating them into their future interventions. For example, having parent education to help the parents become aware of possible symptoms of depression or anxiety or just unusual behavior. And also, it's important for those incorporating the interventions to tailor the support groups to target these specific symptoms of anxiety, depression, and atypicality. So in general, it's important to recognize that ethnic differences that different cultural groups do manifest their symptoms differently, and that it's important to recognize that and be able to incorporate that into their different treatment interventions and recognize the differences of different cultural groups. So in conclusion, I'd like to thank Loma Linda University and the Children's Hospital and all the children and families of Growing Fit who participated in this study. Thank you. Thank you.
Let's get to our next person here.